There are 7 billion people on the planet Earth. So I'm trying to set up the bank account for the LLC so I can cyberbeg on the internet. I talked to the guy on the phone about setting up the account. He says to email him the information. He'll get the paperwork started. He gives me the email address. I send the stuff. 48 hours later, still no response. So I call on the phone, talk to a person. She says, oh, we can do this over the phone. We do it. She sends me the documents. I send her the documents. We do the fucking electronic signing. Account is set up. Go to log into the account on the internet. Because remember, the internet makes things easier. You know, granted, you have to log into everything and create a username and a password and then answer 3 security questions and then go and check your email for the email they sent you to verify that it's you to click on the link. But see, this is easier. This is making things easier. So I go to log into my bank account on the internet. And it's got to send me a verification code. But when I get to the part where it's going to send me a verification code, none of my phone numbers or email addresses are in there. And there's no way for me to enter them in there. So I can't get past the verification. So I can't log in. So I call them again. And the guy, he fixes it. Now I can finally get in. Speaking of calling people on the phone, does anyone remember when you could get email support? Bluehost, one of the website hosting companies that I currently use. I use a number of them, have used a number in the past. Bluehost, many years ago, stopped providing technical support via email. You know, we have this wonderful tool called email, where I could send you a message, you know, at my leisure, could write it nice and correct and have paragraph breaks and complete sentences and explain stuff. Now I could send that to somebody, and to somebody on the other side, they could get the email and they could read it. And they could have time to think about it. Maybe test something or look something up or experiment with something. And then when they've got a solid conclusion and answer, well, they could email me back. And I'd read the email, and I could read what they said, and okay, and I could think about it. It's like, oh, they suggested I try this. Maybe I could go and try that, see what happens. I could get some more data points, some more information. I could respond to their email at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, here's what I tried and did. But you see, we can't have that anymore. We have to continue the trend of regression. See, once upon a time, people had boom boxes, and they'd play their music in their boom box, and everybody around them had to hear the fucking music. Then, Apple Corporation came up with the iPod, which, other than its need to use iTunes software to load music, was a beautiful device that functioned lovely. And you could put your little earbuds in, and nobody else had to hear your fucking music. I don't want to hear your music. You don't want to hear my music. Nobody wants to hear other people's music. Now, everybody's got a fucking cell phone. And what do? With their cell phone? They play their music for everyone around them to hear, because God forbid you use some fucking earbuds. We've regressed. Once upon a time, people thought that diseases were spread by witchcraft and by black cats. And so, during the plague, people killed cats because they thought that cats were familiars of witches. But because, of course, the plague was actually spread by the fleas and the rodents and all this other stuff, when you killed the cats, the rodent population exploded. And more people died of the plague. But they had this superstitious belief that, well, if we just kill cats, it will prevent diseases from spreading. And people discovered germs and bacteria and viruses and prions. And we realized how diseases spread. And then we regressed. Now we actually live in a world where people think putting a handkerchief over your face will make you immune to viruses. We have gone from superstition to science and evidence and reason back to superstition. We have regressed. It used to be that once upon a time, if you had a product and you needed support with the product, you had to call somebody on the phone. And you had to be there at a specific time, and you couldn't really do anything else. And they had to be there at a specific time, and they couldn't do anything else. And you had to call during certain hours. And if it wasn't resolved immediately, you know, you had to call back. But everything had to happen in real time, thus limiting your ability to get help and support with your product, limiting your ability to get the help and the support with the product to the time that you were available to sit there on the phone and not do other stuff, and to focus on the problem and not do other stuff. And then email was invented, and you could send an email to the support people at your leisure, whatever time of the day you wanted. You could take an hour to compose the email in order to make sure everything in there was correct and accurate, and they could respond whenever they had an answer that they thought was correct and accurate. They could take as long as they needed to respond. And you could have this leisurely interaction with another person, exchanging information for the purpose of solving a problem. And now, we have regressed. You can't get email support in many places anymore. You have to call people on the phone. Or worse yet, you have to contact them via chat on your computer. And when you chat with this person via your computer, it's actually an AI that asks you these same stupid questions. And it's exactly like you're talking to Eliza. If you don't know who Eliza is, Google Eliza Therapy Artificial Intelligence. And once again, we have regressed right back to where we started. I have to be there. The person on the other side has to be there. Yeah, there's no time to gather information or to filter your anger when the other person pisses you off. Yeah, you got to deal with fucking AIs. So I bought the mixing board that I was going to use for recording the podcast. I talked about this. It has the hum in it that won't come out and sounds like shit and I don't want to deal with. So I contact the company. They're like, well, we can look at this, warranty, yada, yada, yada. Great. But you can't send it back yet. Well, because our shop is still shut down because of the Wuhan virus. I'm like, great. This right here, this is holding up all my fucking progress on taking the podcast to the next level. All my progress is being held up because of this. Going to buy some computer memory. So I go to crucial.com where I've bought memory in the past. They can scan your computer, make sure the shit they're going to sell you actually works with your computer. So I go on there, I find the stuff I want to order, I attempt to order it. It won't work when I'm clicking the, you know, place order button or whatever, nothing is happening. So I click on the chat button. I'm going to chat with these people to get some assistance. And they tell me, oh, you have to use Google Chrome. Okay, so you have a website that only works with Google Chrome. Fantastic. I'm expected. I'm the customer. I'm paying you money. I'm expected to install a specific web browser just to use your website for the privilege of giving you money. Because it was a chat, I didn't have time to filter my anger. I told this person to go fuck themselves and to tell their website designers to also go fuck themselves. And figured out that the website will work if you use the Brave browser. This is why I have multiple browsers. Because it's the year 2020. HTML5 and CSS are a thing. And yet people still have websites that will only work in Google Chrome or Internet Explorer. This is why I have Dissenter, Firefox, WaterFox, Brave, Opera, Tor, Firefox Developer, and WaterFox Classic. I don't have Google Chrome. I'm not going to have Google Chrome. So I order my fucking computer memory. They ship the memory out. But the memory cannot get delivered to me. Because there is a delivery exception, possibly because I had it sent to my P.O. box, but it came via UPS, which typically can't deliver to a P.O. box, but no place in the ordering process was I made aware that I shouldn't try to ship my order to a post office box. Crucial had time to make me aware that I need to use Google Chrome if I want their website to work, but they did not have the wherewithal to tell me, we're going to ship this via UPS. You have to send it to a physical street address. So the RAM that I've ordered gets sent back to Crucial. So I contact Crucial via their fucking chat. I said, hey, this is what happened. I need you either send the stuff to my correct address, try again, or give me a refund. So the AI slash third world slave wage worker on the other side of the chat says, okay, we're going to issue you a refund. I said, great. Am I going to have evidence of this? They said, yes, you'll get an email telling you there's going to be a refund. Fantastic. Days later, still no email about the refund. I'm looking at the tracking information. The RAM that bounced back and couldn't be delivered to me has already been delivered back to Crucial. It's been there for days. Still no refund. So now I go on their chat again. And I say, hey, this happened. Need my refund. The AI slash third world slave wage worker says, okay, let me get that done for you. Now I get an email, finally. Refund will be issued. Fantastic. Days later, I finally get a refund. Go to Hertz, where I've rented cars in the past, to rent an automobile to go to Utah, which is different than U-Haul, and go hiking with Cappy and Chad Elkins and Atham, the latter two who didn't show up because, you know, pussies. So I get a four-wheel drive Jeep. The gas tank is not full, which the gas tank is supposed to be full when they deliver it. So I call them up and I say, hey, the gas tank is only half full, which is fine as long as you don't expect me to return it full. He says, oh yeah, that's great. We'll amend your rental agreement. Okay, lovely. Start driving the thing around. Find out the four-wheel drive function doesn't actually work. It's too late to trade the vehicle for a different vehicle that has four-wheel drive that actually works because I got to get the fuck out of town. So I get back. Fill the gas tank up to half, return the car on a holiday, Memorial Day Monday. Next day, I get a bill from Hertz for filling up the gas tank. Not filling it up, but they claim that the gas tank was 3/8 full, not 1/2, and that it was supposed to be returned 5/8 full, not 1/2, at $20 a gallon. So I got fucked out of $40 there. This is the same Hertz that apparently has just filed for bankruptcy, which is fascinating because I'm calling Hertz to arrange picking up my car and nobody can answer the phone because the Wuhan virus has caused disruptions. That's the word they use, disruptions in their recorded message. Disruptions in the travel and car rental industry. So they'll get to my call as soon as they can. Meanwhile, I see that Hertz has laid off a shit ton of employees. So you've laid off employees, but you don't have enough employees to answer my phone call when I call you. And so I have to be on hold waiting for someone to answer for 10 minutes and have to call multiple times, time after time after time after time until I finally get through. So you're bankrupt and you're laying off employees, but you don't have enough people to answer the phone and to man the facilities and to put gas in the automobiles and to test the automobiles to make sure functions such as the four-wheel drive actually work. Having successfully set up the corporation, and finally got the bank account working. Now I go to PayPal so that I can cyberbeg on the internet. Set up a PayPal account for the corporation. We have to prove to PayPal who you are. So I send PayPal a copy of my driver's license to prove who I am. And PayPal responds that they cannot accept my driver's license as an identifying document because it was not issued within the last 12 months. This is rather akin to when you go to the bar and you got to get into the bar so you can drink, right? And you pull out your driver's license and it's expired. And the guy says, well, I can't let you in. Your driver's license is expired. Like, I'm still the same age. The fact that the driver's license has expired doesn't mean that I have been magically born again and I'm now under the age of 21. It's this bizarre cult of government identification. So I go to New Project 2. That's the equivalent of Patreon that Dick Masterson has set up for people who can't get money through PayPal or Patreon or anything else because they are evil. And I'm thinking, well, perhaps I'll set up a new Project 2 account so I can cyberbeg on the internet. So I'm looking around the website, register here. So I register, but there's no way on the website to apply or do whatever the process is to become a content creator. The phrase that I hate with a passion. Guys, I don't create content. I do a fucking podcast. Anytime I hear someone saying things like, I created some content, I just want to slap them. Content. Content is like, if I put my dick in your mouth, okay, that's content. Because your mouth is containing my cock. That's content. I recorded a podcast. I wrote an essay. I took a picture. The Great One does not and never will create content. So I'd love to sign up for New Project 2 or at least put in an application if there's a, but there's no indicator anywhere on the website how you go about doing this. A couple of weeks ago, my internet starts getting flaky, in and out. The next day it goes out. I call CenturyLink, my internet provider. I say, hey, internet is flaky. The woman says, well, let me remote into your modem. She said, I can't get into your modem. What kind of modem do you have? I told her, she's like, ah, that modem is ancient. That's your problem. Your modem doesn't work. The firmware on your modem doesn't work anymore. Now, I don't particularly believe this. I mean, it might be possible. The internet was working fine, and even after I talked to her, the internet continued to, at some point again, work fine with this modem that she claims doesn't work. But it's irrelevant because she says, we're going to send you a new modem. Don't worry about sending the old one back. We don't want it. It's ancient, which it is ancient. So they're going to send me a new modem. I'm like, great, you're going to send it to this address, right? She says, oh yeah, fantastic. So I get the tracking information so I can track it. Delivery exception. Your address is incomplete. So when they sent me the modem, they sent it to an incomplete address. So now it's just in limbo. Floating out there in limbo land. It's not going to get returned. It's going to sit right there at the UPS place until I have to go to UPS website. I have to create an account. I have to go to my email and click on the email they sent me to fucking verify that I created an account. I have to go in and I have to correct the fucking address so that I can get the fucking modem from the people who provide me with my internet, who should fucking know where I live. All of this is in like the last 2 weeks. So when you wonder why productivity is down, when you wonder why we as a nation state can't seem to solve any problems, you know, when you wonder why you're surrounded by stupid people, when you're sitting there wondering, where the hell did all my time go today? How is it I was awake for 16 hours and yet I look back on it and I've accomplished, well, not a fucking thing. What did I do with my day? There are 7 billion people on the planet Earth. And if you are the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, who's been podcasting, not creating content, podcasting for 15 years, who is right, who is always right, who has always been right, who has never been wrong. If you're listening to this right now, and your name is Edward or Dave or Frank or Aaron or Adam or AJ, and you're wondering, why can I not just fucking accomplish things and get on with my fucking life? The answer, my friends, is because there are 7 billion people on the planet Earth. And 6.9 billion of those people wake up every fucking day with no purpose in existing other than to prevent the progress of people who aren't stupid like they are.